Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Okay, welcome to FMLFPL. This is Walsh.
This is Nate.
This is Derek.
Oh my god. We didn't rehearse that and we already fucked it all away.
You guys forgot the order.
Alan is abroad in China. So we have host Walsh today with a 4-man pod. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of FMLFPL situations, I think we have a poignant question from El Jefe, Jeff D, that we will kick things off. Can you go person by person and tell us what you each think of Alon's girlfriend?
Oh my god.
Who wants to be
he has a girlfriend?
I haven't met her, so I will abstain from this question. So I will let you guys take it away. He's not here, so we have to do the things.
Oh, we're actually gonna do it. No, she's great. She's cool. She comes, watches games with us and shit. What more can you ask?
She sounds better than my wife.
True, yeah. I was just watching football with her the other day.
Oh my god.
American there. Football.
There, no comment?
No, last time I was watching a game at the lawn, post game, we went to an antique store to pick up some cookware. So she has him on the house stuff duty.
Oh my god. All right, maybe he'll edit this out. We'll find out, I guess, all together. We had a 5-game weekend. The interminable game week finally came to a conclusion today with a damp squib of nil. Brighton nil, Wolverines nil. Just for those keeping track at home, we have Guest as a City guy, Nate is an Arsecast guy, and Dare is a Villa guy. So maybe we'll just kick things off talking about the Arsenal disassembly of Palace, the 5-0. There was a lot of FPL stuff to go on there. But Nate, what did you see there from your team after the long break?
Great. You know, just exactly what we were all looking for as Arsenal bros. Palace was horrible. I feel bad talking about this game with you.
Talk away. I'm used to this, dude. Come on.
Just like totally played into our hands, you know, pressed, but like kind of half committally, like not really doing the harrying and pressing part, but not the challenging in midfield part, you know. And that just exactly what all the, you know, our quick attackers wanted. Obviously, corners are, set pieces are, you know, luck to an extent. But we're good at set pieces, so we're going to score eventually. But getting two is obviously abnormal. But Palace was just like not really battling on the day. They just weren't really fighting for it. And like, I mean, especially like the second corner goal was just like, just hung through. What is Hendo doing there? Like, it's like, oh no, there's a guy standing in front of me. I can't move. I'm going to like fake pretend to punch this ball. And I don't know. It was just kind of sad. It felt great to get the win and, you know, have my team score a lot of goals, which hasn't been happening. So, you know, good for momentum and everything, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, oh, go ahead, guest.
For the listener at home, Walsh is holding up a banner right now that says wasted potential on and off the pitch.
So, yeah, yes, of course. So, yeah. Saka, you know, we all own him. We all swerved capping him.
Yeah.
Dare, what are you feeling with... You're famously the most conservative manager in the FML FPL pod, boys. What's your position on Saka? Is this just like, Cole, don't worry about it, he didn't do anything? How are you seeing Saka? We had a lot of questions about him.
I think I've had him the entire year. he's been ticking, kind of, but I don't know. I think it really depends on potentially like where you see some of the United guys and what happens with Sun coming back. And I just think where you can kind of place your funds going forward. You know, also with injuries and what have you, you know, with the big guys, with Haaland and Salah and stuff, it's like, I don't know. It really depends. I think where, you know, where there's going to be,
All right, yeah. Ringing endorsement from Dare.
I mean, I'm holding him for now because, you know, I don't really see where else you put it with Arsenal, right? Like, I'd want to put it in, for the whole season, I wanted Odegaard to, like, kind of step up to be the main guy where I want to put my money. Mm. In Arsenal, but like, I don't know, he finally started to show that he was like going to be the man, I think, a few game weeks ago. But then again, he's kind of just been not really returning or showing that he's going to be the guy scoring goals or whatever. But
something he has in common with Saka.
Yeah, well, I mean, Saka, but you know, Saka's he is the main man. He's going to be on pens, and I don't know.
He does usually get shots. Like that was kind of a weird game for him to. I don't know if he had any shots, but
yeah, I think I had like one. What do you think about it, guest? I mean, you are famously not patient. You just rip people in and out as you see fit. What do you see with Saka?
So I coincidentally ripped him in this week because I was terrified of his ownership being like as high as it was. I've been living in fear of like his returns for a while. Anyway, I brought him in. I regret it because the other person I was thinking about was Jota, and I didn't want to be a total madman and make that move. Whatever. It's cool. Like,
whatever. Don't look at me.
I'll be more impulsive next time.
Yeah, I think Saka is definitely like a confidence player. He's going to be good. He's going to be always solid, like for the team wise, but for FPL and goal scoring, like. What every Arsenal fan like wanted to see him get one of those five goals, and like he created a decent amount. He had a chance to get an assist that he kind of fucked up across to Trossard. Well,
the own goal also was quite confounding.
Yeah, he would have had an assist on that, yeah. I guess. Yeah.
What do you make of that? I didn't watch too many replays of it.
Honestly, I mean, never saw an angle that was clear.
Yeah.
Where it was clearly going towards the line or away from the line or whatever. Like it's kind of ridiculous that they take away those goals. Like it's like point blank header off the back of the goalkeeper. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not like a clearance that happens to go in or something. I don't know.
Yeah. How are we feeling just about Arsenal attack? I mean, it's kind of ludicrous for me to think about it, but I mean, they didn't attack well. Like they had two set pieces. Not much of the game was being played in Palace's own third. It was sort of just a lot of nothing happening. And then they had a couple of really late, bizarre goals. I mean, is Arsenal attack still a buy? Is it like people have Odegaard? Like, do you hold? Like, what do you kind of, how do you guys see that moving forward?
Yeah.
The fixtures get harder.
Well, yeah. I mean, part of that, I think, part of what was good was playing a little bit more like low percentage, high risk, like a little faster. So there was actually some breaks happening even early in the game, and they didn't all come off until the Trossard goal to like throw out to Jesus. But
do you think Trossard's gonna?
No, he's not gonna keep his position. No, he's not gonna keep the spot. I don't think. I mean, I'd be shocked. I mean, he was good, but I mean, he's gonna at most spell Martinelli every 3-4 games or whenever the schedule's tight. But
yeah, I mean, one of the reasons I was also fumbling before is because it's like I want to have an Arsenal guy, but am I gonna like get rid of Saka for a different Arsenal guy?
No. Would you get rid of him for at this point?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But you have Gabriel.
Gabriel.
Well, best pick in the game.
You have Gabriel?
Yeah. Of course. Everyone but you has Gabriel on this podcast. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, cool. Cool. No big deal.
Yeah. Talk about Ryan. Greatest donger on the team.
Well, Martinelli. Well,
Ryan almost got an assist. So.
He actually did.
Hockey assist.
But where are you coming from with that thought process, Derek? Just because traditionally Arsenal are good and you want a player from their team because...
Offensive player from their team. I mean, I don't see them just, you know, even though their fixtures are getting tougher, I don't see them like all of a sudden they're not going to score any goals. Like they need to continue to keep up with obviously Liverpool now on the top and City.
Yeah. I don't think it's like a buy this week. I mean...
Yeah, I don't think he's a buy.
We look good, but like, I think what you want to see is Saka or Odegaard like have a great attacking performance against Forest, and then think about it. But yeah, I feel pretty dumb having brought in Saka this week. Okay. It is what it is. I'm gonna hold him, but yeah. I kind of panicked. So many fires. My team still. I feel like I really needed a wild card.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think he looks like when I watch him play, even when he's not returning, like he still does things where I'm like, oh, like he, you know, he'll create something next game. Like I feel kind of confident about it. And whatever, he's still a good player. He's not new form, obviously, but like eye test wise, I still kind of enjoy seeing him on the ball, like having fun seeing him try to take on two defenders and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, hopefully this second. I don't know, plan B version of our attack where we're getting him the ball faster, get some more opportunities 1v1 as opposed to 1v2.
Okay. Well, we did get a lot of questions going over to the other red team that played this weekend, Liverpool. I mean, that was a 4-0 and that was just, you know, first half was tight and then it completely unraveled for Bournemouth and Liverpool just had the run of them. And, you know, as guest alluded to earlier, it sounds like he was Jota curious, didn't pull the trigger, didn't want to be an alleged madman, even though you already are. We all know that. People are asking, like, is Saka to Jota a good move? I mean, Jota is on the tip of everyone's tongue. Like, how are you guys? I mean, maybe we'll go over to you, guest. What do you see with Jota after thinking about getting him in, watching him triple return? Like, where are you at?
He's so fucking good. He's so like smart and clever. It's really cool to see him just like step up with great timing when Mo's out. You guys already talked about the deal with him though. Like, you kind of got to catch, like his moment, and you get a shit ton of points, and then you hold on to him too long, and like he's rotated out or whatever. Anyway, it's still kind of a good time. I don't see like a real reason not to go for it. I mean, you know, he's fucking donging so good. It comes with the asterisk, the caveat that like you're gonna get fucked eventually.
Eventually. What are you seeing there, Dare? Are you interested in Jota?
Yeah, he's the kind of guy like if he's healthy and you know he's starting, it's like 100% you want him in your team kind of guy. But like I feel like that's pretty rare. but with the Mo injury news and stuff, I think he's going to be pretty nailed on the side for at least a few game weeks. So yeah. I think it's probably a good pick right now.
Yeah, Nate, you look like you're chomping at the bit. Go ahead.
No, I fully agree. The injury, I think, Mo's injury, it just looks like it's going to be 3-4 weeks potentially. he already left. He has no chance of coming, of playing in AFCON. So they already sent him home. That just kind of like, I don't see how they could take him out of the team, Jota, because he basically does all the connecting and kind of playmaking stuff that Salad was doing for them and in that role. And he just seemed to be able to just seamlessly just slot in. And I mean, it was like, it wasn't perfect the first half, but once they got going and got on the same page, him and Darwin were just like kind of unreal, like kind of scary. Yeah. And Darwin also is looks well, amazing. Hang on.
Before we go to Darwin, let's circle the square with Jota. So I mean, they have home Chelsea, at Arsenal, home Burnley, at Brentford next month, which should be about coinciding with when Mo might be back in a month, which would be home Luton Gaming 26. I think, yeah, like something also that was very stark for me was looking at their bench. And other than Gakpo, there was nobody. So even when we're used to seeing Jota play and start, you're like, oh, hopefully he makes it to 70. And now, you know, we kind of see between Jota, Diaz, Darwin, you know, Gakpo is really the only sub. So not only is Mo going to be out for a month, not only do they have no depth in the front three anymore, unless if you're going to count Harvey as a front three sub, which is questionable. I mean, it's just like Jota looks like he's going to just get 90 for the next four game weeks. And you know, yeah, Dara, like saying it's rare and this is like you're put your rare candy in, you know, I mean, this is mm-hmm. like you're in Safari Zone and it's just you're catching Kangaskhan, right? Like it's the time. It's got to be the time.
which I kind of guess we're all kind of dumb maybe to not have gotten before this game week because like, I don't know. I guess we didn't know Mo was going to get injured and what have you, but he probably thought he'd be in at least 2 to 3 game weeks. But anyway, I think yeah. right now it's a good pick.
Yeah, it just stressed it a lot more because of the short-term nature with Mo not, you know, injured, where you're like, okay, you have at most 3 games realistically to get me points and I'm using 2 transfers on you. But now you're looking at like 5 or whatever and he mm-hmm. might just keep his place after that. You know what I mean? That's not yeah. impossible. And yeah, but in terms of just how to fit him in, because I think the Saka question is worth merit. You know, I mean, some people have Bowen, like Foden. I mean, where do you guys see Jota in the pecking order of midfielders of just across the game?
His ceiling seemed as high as anyone's.
Yeah.
I mean, higher than Bowen, higher than... Okay, maybe not higher than Cole Palmer. He's right up there with Cole Palmer.
That's what world we live in.
I mean, the world we live in this week, yeah, pretty much.
Top 3? Top 5? Top 3? In that range, though, right?
Yeah, who else is there? Kev?
Kev. I guess we'll get to Kev, right? But
we'll come on to your team, guest. Don't worry.
But the fixtures are... Like it's as good a time as any to get Jota like right now.
Yeah. What about you, Dara? Are you thinking of jumping?
Yeah, I mean,
you have Mo. You're the only one of us that has Mo.
I know. I have Mo. I have Bowen, Foden, Mo, Saka, pretty much. So I have to figure out really how I'm going to get him in. I don't know. It sounds like Holland's maybe again. I don't know. Is he going to be back for what is the game on the 31st?
Burnley, probably bench for Burnley is what I would expect. Guest, you have something on that?
He's not going to make it into the squad for the cup, right? So his like first just appearance on a team sheet is going to be to your point. I mean, I agree. It's probably going to be a bench appearance.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm just going to straight. I mean, I have 2 frees, so. I don't know. I might just get rid of Bowen and bring him in.
Yeah.
And then
reasonable.
I don't know. Figure out. I don't know. It's tough because I obviously have to keep the money in the bank so I can bring in Holland.
Yeah.
And have the extra transfer if I want to take Mo, you know, to take Mo out for Holland at that point if it's Mo's still going to be out. I don't know. It's all messed up, I think. But I feel like I probably want to take probably maybe go for Bowen, but I don't know, to be determined. I feel like we have a bunch of time too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, there's every team plays at least once. There's cup games at the weekend. Yeah. The next game is not till next midweek. And yeah. So, Nate, you started going Darwin. I cut you off there, but what are you? I mean, me and Guest have Darwin. I've had Darwin for a fucking shit ass long time.
Yeah, me too. We kept Darwin.
Yeah, you have Darwin too, Nate. Yeah, yeah. So what's the Darwin Darloose situation right now?
Not lose. I mean, he's been good this whole time. So nothing new, you know? He's just the goals.
He's getting
are coming.
Points now though. That's new.
Oh yeah, but he's been amazing the entire time. So yeah, nothing new here. He's just a genius. He's incredible. Okay. Yeah, love him.
And what about you, Guess? You capped him. How did you see the light?
I wanted to hang on to like potential for happiness, like till the end of the game. X hope was like through the roof. I was like, oh, January 21st. I would gladly wait that long for a payoff on this week. So, yeah, I didn't really think about it that much. I just kind of did it. And the game was obviously, the first half was not fun. And then
they were softening them up.
Yeah. Once things kicked into gear and he got that first return, it was just, I was feeling like, okay, got away with this one. And then the cheeky second goal towards the end was
really incredible.
Fucking amazing. He's playing exactly as good as he always. The FPL things are falling into place now.
Yeah.
Sports Social, now on the Sports Social Podcast Network.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion Podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion Podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title run-in and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football. 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
Yeah, I think it was really relieving because he had so much link up with Salah like all year with Mo, and to see how they played without Mo and that he was still just doing all the same shit and everyone's amazing. It was just like, oh, okay, like this is fine. Everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Like we can calm down. Yeah.
Him and Jota are such a good attacking force. I wish
I don't know Diaz how
hadn't started. He's kind of frustrating to watch.
Yeah, I feel like Diaz shouldn't be starting over Gakpo with these two because the interchange of all three of them, Diaz is just so direct. Like, you kind of know what he's going to do. He's going to either go to the byline or he's going to cut in. And it's like, but if, I mean, he can play on the right and left, but we'll see how it develops because it's kind of one where I imagine that Klopp will kind of chop and change personnel and position depending on the enemy and the fullbacks and all that kind of shit. And it'll be fine. But yeah, I mean, Darwin just fucking amazing. And we did have some questions because people, I think, have been slowly trickling into getting Darwin in their teams, like reluctantly. But just generally from the forward standpoint, with Darwin again looking great, double returning, Haaland coming back soon, which is something in the back of our minds, but also Tony's back. You know, I mean, he scored the goal, could have had 2 or 3 assists in that game if, you know, someone other than Neil Maupay was playing with him. How are you guys looking at Tony right now? I mean, he's 8 million. He looks like he's just been playing all the time. I mean, he just looked exactly as I've always remembered him. I mean, what do you guys see, Dara? Maybe you want to go with, what do you got? Go ahead, Guest.
Go ahead, Guest.
I was going to say the ability to manifest goals seems really good for FPL. So in that sense, he seems like a good pick.
Yeah. I feel like you're a Tony aficionado, Dara, honestly.
In yesteryear, I guess I was. I mean, he's always been a good pick, obviously, when he's healthy, which is pretty much all the time and not suspended for gambling. But
thank you for the clarification of why he was missing. We got it.
I don't know if I'm going to go to him because being loyal to Ollie, who's been a trickle guy. God. And I don't know. Dom still seems like a good value pick. And I don't know, Alvarez, it might be time to get rid of Alvarez, because even though
he should
get points like every game, he just doesn't. So I don't know, maybe that's more of a spot.
Yeah,
I guess so. But anyway, I mean, I think he's going to keep playing and starting. But yeah, I think that spot is probably my fungible forward spot.
Well, you're very much looking at, I mean, Haaland's there and thereabout, but you're sort of looking between Tony and Darwin, honestly, right? How are you kind of splitting those hairs? Or have you not split them yet?
Honestly, I'm not focused on Darwin to bring him in.
Oh my God. You hate to see it.
I don't know. Obviously, he's always.
So you believe in the theory of evolution?
Yeah.
He's so good that he gets braces and hat tricks, but I want to keep Ollie. He might get me 5 points, you know?
I don't know. I just, you know, there's Kev. There's guys that you want to buy and maybe can't afford them all. So
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see.
Needs
and,
yeah.
The thing about Tony, though, sorry, just going to say, like, the thing, even though he's, like, back and shit, his, after his next one at Spurs, it's like, it's a brutal run of four.
With a double?
City at, okay, that's true. There's a double there, but, like, it's not a good double.
No, it's not.
I just looked at it for the first time.
Yeah. And they, you know, they have 2 days. It's a Saturday, Tuesday double. But I mean, yeah. So it's Spurs, then home City at Wolves, then their double is home Liverpool at City, game week 25. So game week 26. Yeah. Nate, I mean, what are you seeing with Tony in terms of just the bad fixtures, the double, the outlook? Are you looking to get him in, or I guess more specifically too is how do you see him compared to Watkins? Because I think Watkins is in a shit ton of teams, and people should start getting more twitchy with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's better than Watkins, but I mean, Brentford is not in a great spot right now without Bumo, and they just kind of been playing shitty football for the past month or so. He looks great, but the team itself is not creating a ton. Like you said, he's playing with Neil Mappe, and these fixtures are just bad. So, no, I'm not really in a rush. I mean,
yeah.
If Haaland wasn't coming back soon, maybe I would bring him in first for Watkins, but
yeah. Yeah, and I guess there is an issue too where they're going to be playing two up top in these tough fixtures, and who, I mean, I don't know if him and Neil would function. I mean, is he going to be KLP, Lewis Potter up top with him in a two? I mean, they might really struggle to another stratosphere against the tough fixtures. Yeah. Playing two up top, like
how many chances Bumo, are they right? going to get?
And Wissa, yeah. So that is definitely a damper. I just, to me, I just feel like Pens is just such a big deal, you know. And
yeah, I mean, he's really
like
good at
Watkins, and he's like, I compare Tony to Watkins is like, well, Tony's actually good, you know. Watkins fucking sucks. Like he just runs around, and like Tony having Pens is just gives you that potential holdout for, you know, neither of these teams are prolific attacking. Obviously, Villa's better than Brenham, but you at least have a chance of just a pen being Tony from going from 2 to 9 in any of these tough games, right? From getting a 2-pointer to a 9-pointer. And, you know, he does create a lot, and he's a menace on set pieces, and he takes direct set pieces. Like, Tony just has every box that Watkins has none of them. Like, the only box Watkins has is, I have a high work rate. And I just like that transfer seems so worth it to me, regardless of the fixtures, of just Tony being higher ceiling, higher floor. I don't know. Might be crazy on that one, but.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe time to ditch Watkins. But the thing is, his spot is going to turn into Haaland, not Tony.
So let's go over to City guests. So, you know, Haaland. You play before the next game, the league game. Kev came back, played a few minutes. We all know how that went. What's the state of the union?
Can you tell us how that went?
Oh, come on. Stop. It can only get so hard. What's the state of the union with City? I mean, what do you see?
I mean, I wish that game wasn't so long ago, because I was feeling so good last weekend coming off of that. Turn was, yeah, fucking majestic. Congrats to you just on the record for, you know, having the balls to make the move. Yeah, good work. And I mean, I love to see it, but I'm sitting here holding Foden, who...
So am I, guess. So am I.
Yeah, it's cool.
We all have Foden. We all have
Foden. I got some Foden points earlier. I'm not going to, like, whatever. I'm not going to abandon ship with him yet. I think it's cool. I like having him on the pitch and on the fantasy team. But yeah, I mean, the thing with Kevin is he still is talking like he's not about to play 90 or even 60. What did he say? He's like going to do 25 minutes here and there. So it's not the most encouraging, but obviously if you got to hold them.
I mean, what are you doing with that? Because everyone's in the same boat of, you know, Kev is saying he's not going to start. Like, do you just don't get him until he starts? Like, what is the piece of information that you need to see before you're like, okay, now I'm going to buy Kevin? Because people are like, Jay Mo to Kevin. Like, how essential is Kevin? Do I need to get Kevin immediately? Am I stupid if I hold Mo?
I'd like to see him play 45 minutes to start.
45? Low bar. Just sub on it.
Like bare minimum, like floor of 45 minutes. And then I'll be like, oh, like obviously he can do a lot of things in 20 minutes, but like...
In 45? Like, whoa.
You know, 45 can be like twice as many points.
He's going to get 26 points in 45 minutes.
Yeah. That's where I'm at with him.
Okay. What are you saying?
He's coming up ready to like do some things. Like he's changing shit up like in the attack. It's already happening, but
yeah. I don't know. I honestly want to see him like probably start a game. I haven't. Did Pep really say those words that he's going to be playing like 25 minutes for?
No,
like,
I think Kevin said those himself. Words. Kevin said them.
That's not good. If Kevin said that, that's maybe even worse. Yeah, I feel like maybe if he starts playing 60 minutes, but I don't know. Obviously, he's capable of double returning, playing like whatever amount of time. But yeah, I think maybe you just want to see him start getting some more minutes before it may be worth it.
Yeah.
They have a cup match, right?
Yeah, I mean, they have a cup. So. They have Champions League soon. Like, they have a lot of games in February.
Yeah, a lot.
If he does 45 minutes in that cup match, like, I think he's in.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was going to ask. What do you have to see in that cup match?
Love that. Well, I think it's an interesting conversation to have between Kevin and Jota, though, because... Yeah. I mean, like, Jota's none of the risk and Kevin's kind of all of it. Is it just, you know, we get blinded by the ginger god and it's like, oh, Kevin, like, blah, 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 he's more expensive? Because, like, how could you conceivably transfer Kevin in over Jota? That feels insane to me.
Yeah, it feels like...
Well, unless air matters a lot sometimes, so
yeah,
that's one reason.
That's true.
That is very true. No color does matter. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of one and two pretty clearly in terms of priority.
Yeah.
Jota
and Kev. I mean, like, Nate, you have Diaby in your team.
Yeah.
What are you up to over there?
I just haven't had a chance. I mean, I have Chukwuemeka also. I have a lot of guys.
Hasn't had a chance. Walsh, chance is just clicking buttons.
You have 10 million in the bank.
I did three transfers last week.
You have 10 million in the bank. So what are you doing with Diaby? I mean, you could get
I'm going to Jota. Jota. Probably.
Probably. Until Kevin plays 20 minutes against fucking Fulham or something in the cup and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what about, I do want to touch on City defense for a moment with you while we have you. While we're graced with your presence. I mean, do you see this turning around or do you see it still being sort of, you know, goal a game, going to be underwhelming? I mean, what are you looking at?
Those goals they gave up to Newcastle were not encouraging. I think obviously the fight back win is great for morale and I feel good about their attack. I don't think the city cleans are coming as yet. Wait on that.
I feel like they never keep cleans. How many cleans do they have? Seriously.
Like, DS was just like, he couldn't handle it. Essentially, like, he was just not up to the task. And until there's a good center back pairing that could, like, hold it down, I don't really believe in city cleans right now.
Yeah. I mean, they have five.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Actual five clean sheets this season. Okay. So that's just still.
As many as Spuds, right?
Oh, no. Spud means. Yeah. I mean, it's. Guardiola is still. Remains to be somewhat interesting to me just because for some reason he seems to play him at left wing more often than not.
Yep.
But he sucks at it. And also he could accidentally cross to a head sometimes. But yeah, I mean, the lack of cleans, it's just so strange, you know, because in the last as long as I've been playing the game, basically, every team has a city defender. Like every FPL team that's good, you know, you just have one of them basically at all times throughout the season. And they've never been this cheap, but I guess Towers has the march on us all because they're fucking dog shit.
What's up with Ederson? Is he going to be out? I didn't even read up on his news.
Oh, I haven't heard like a medical update or anything.
There hasn't been one, but I mean, he sat on the bench after he subbed off like fairly quickly and he was just chilling so hard talking Portuguese, so...
Maybe I imagine he'll be back. Could have been just one of those embarrassing type of, you're an embarrassment, then you hobble, and then you come off. Yeah,
that's definitely possible. I wanted to also just touch on Perv, I think, because he's sort of interesting. You know, came in back-to-back nil-nils, and he was doing a lot of left-sided center backing today, as he was the game previously, but he's just like farming bonus points, spamming bad crosses, increasing, getting his pass completion percentage really high by passing sideways to the center back on the three. But he's on set pieces. Like, I mean, he's 5-1, just good pick. Like, because I feel like defenders, we struggle to find defenders, and he's just back fully. Am I missing something there? Or what do you guys see with Perv?
This week. Yeah, I hit him in, this past week. Yeah. Enjoyed the two bones on top of the queen. I was waiting for Brighton to concede after he came off, just for like the extra fun of banking that queen.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he just, I don't know, seemed like what, top four defensive pick in the game right now.
Yeah, and they have a good run.
Yeah, fixtures and like his nailness and all the things he does, like all the participation he does, like you said. He's just a damn good defender pick. Like, why not?
Yeah, Nate, you just brought him in too, right?
A week before this, yeah.
Yeah. What were you looking at with him? Same.
Yeah, good shit? just trying to hop on the bandwagon, basically. Okay. He's just kind of a no-brainer, even though it's like a really weird role that he seems bad at. Not really being an attacker, but I'll take it. You know, the defense has been pretty good, so, you know, whatever. Same as getting an assist from him. He's still getting the bones. So, there's not a million defender picks right now, like there was earlier in the season. So he's definitely like top two, three, you know?
Yeah.
With at least while Trent is out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, defense, we kind of keep talking about how, you know, clean sheets are somewhat dead and impossible to predict. So just get attackers. And, you know, I mean, looking across all of our teams, like we sort of all have that more or less, other than a rogue Johnny Evans in someone's team on this. I don't know who that is.
But. I mean, I'm rolling him back out there next week for sure.
But Perv is like Poro, you know, whatever. And what are you looking at there with defense in general?
Do you guys like Perv over Poro?
I think you should have
both. I don't. I think Poro's ahead. Yeah, why not both is a good answer. But Poro, because Purvis is genuinely not attacking, you know, for 90 minutes. I mean, I watched today and I think I watched most of the game last time, and it's like he's literally in the build up as the back three in the left sided center back role for 50 to 70 minutes, and then he has 10 minutes where he just goes on an adventure doing whatever the fuck, and then he has 10 minutes where he's playing as an attacker. And, you know, all of that adds up to him like not taking a shot for games in a row. And also, though, all of that to say, like, that's kind of good for bonus points, right? And it's, he's still on the indirect set pieces, which is very, like, on corners, you know, I mean, you just never know when you're going to fall into that. Like, he reminds me of a Cresswell in years past, where he's like, the team fucking sucks at keeping clean sheets. And, you know, he's not really attacking that much in open play. And also, he's on set pieces and he can just get a 12 pointer with an assist and a clean on any given day just by taking set pieces. Like, how many years have we talked about defenders on set pieces? Like, those are just gold picks that tick. And, you know, Gross has a lot of the right footed set pieces, but yeah, I mean, Perv's still good. All that to say, though, like, Poro's on literally every set piece, and all he does is attack. So it's like any of the drawbacks that I was just saying about Perv don't exist for Poro. And Poro's similarly as good as on bonus because he, for the pass completion percentage he doesn't get, he just spams that many more incomplete crosses. So, I mean, Poro is a cheat code, I think.
Yeah. Second best defender pick in the game.
Yeah. To Gusto.
Beyond right? Drips. Just kidding. Is that real that he's rumored but to go to Bayern? Is that like a real rumor?
Who?
Trips.
Yeah, they're in really? financial fair play. Stavely was probably trying to like sell iRobots for like financial fair play or something, like Model X, Model Z or something. But they're in trouble. Like Almiron, I think, is going to Saudi. They're talking about that they can do some laundering there and you know, try to do some diddling. Yeah, they're always going to try and diddle here and there. But Trips fits the mold of, you know, get an ex-bud, you know, to Bayern, right? It's so good that Kane is like, goes to Bayern, they've won the league for over a decade in a row, and now they're just like kind of fucked and they're not going to win the league. I didn't even, wasn't on to that at all, but they're very much not looking like they're going to win the league this year. I don't know.
Crazy. And I didn't mean to switch topics, but yeah, I think those are both, Poro and Perv are probably both picks to have. And I mean, also obviously depending what's going on with Trent, who I also still have, so I have some hard decisions to make. I think a lot of people.
Wait, do we know any updates on Trent? Can we dial in along?
Yeah, no, phone a friend from China. No, I mean, he might play the Fulham game, but they were talking about him hopefully being ready for the Chelsea game. So we'll see. I mean, the Chelsea game's in 9 days. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah. But yeah, Trent still, I think you just, you know, we all have it, right? You just kind of have to hold him and play, start him for Chelsea, hope he plays and that kind of thing. Yeah. What do you guys think about Palmer? Bringing
in Connor Bradley?
Yeah, I know. Dude, speaking of Connor Bradley,
he was a player.
He was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good. Another player who was fucking floored with the quality and was McAtee, dude, on Chef U, City. He was like, because he's been playing periodically, and I've always been like, oh, like, well, you kind of saw, he ran that game. He looked really fucking good.
It was kind of a fun, chaotic game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a very dull, nothing game until all of a sudden it was just everything all at once.
I thought stoppage Chef time. United was fun pretty much throughout.
Yeah, I mean, Wilder's got them playing, and they have Barrington Diaz and
BBD.
Yeah, BBD.
He's a fucking legend.
Yeah,
he's going to be so hyped that he's finally in the league.
Yeah, for 10 games, and then he'll be in the flamp doing all the same shit. But, I mean, Chef Hugh is actually a little bit interesting in that, like, they don't seem like just the dead fish that they were, you know, a month ago. I mean, they're just, like, active.
But they're in building for championship next year mode, right?
Totally. They totally are. But it's also, like, before, I feel like when I saw that fixture, I was just like, oh, easiest clean sheet I could ever imagine. And like, they're not going to cross the halfway line. And now they have a little bit more about them, right?
Yeah, they have like four strikers that are decent. Like, okay. And they can make attacking subs, actually. Yeah, they're pretty fun. Yeah.
You're talking about Ryan Brewster, right?
Yeah, yeah.
not going to work here anymore.
Yeah, that was bad.
Sad story.
How do you guys see Palmer for the Liverpool game? Is he a start or a bench or a hide or a, like he's too good to bench? Like, what do you guys see there?
I've benched him way too many times this year and lost so many points. I'm just just starting on my team. Auto start. All games. Yeah.
Okay.
That's where I am with him.
Guess, Nate, how do you see that one?
I think he's a start.
At Anfield, yeah. Start, guess.
Yeah, I mean, they could squeak out a pen.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Palmer right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you'd start, like, what you want to do with him this weekend?
Oh, I've kind of not thought about him and let him collect points for my team. It's been great. you just kind of close your eyes and start Palmer. Okay. It's like, it's all good.
Yeah, he's elevated. Yeah, he's at another level.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm still not like there yet fully. I mean, I'm planning to start him, but just like, wow. Like, I see at Liverpool and I'm just like, oh, like, I think Chelsea are going to get absolutely fucking destroyed.
You're stuck in the past.
I am. I need to update my operating system.
No, they'll get destroyed 4-1. You know who the one is.
Yeah.
Palmer.
I mean, Gomez-Rez rivalry. You know.
Vengeance.
Vengeance.
Yeah.
Draw pen, you know. Palmer gets in, slots in, you know.
Dara, let's come on to your team, even though it's not prescient. You didn't play this weekend, but you know, Villa, what's the story?
What's cooking?
How are we doing? Yeah, what's cooking?
I don't know. Clement in center back, I feel like he has to go.
It's long leg. It's a long legs podcast here.
No, I don't know. I think they will continue to be like a strong side, but I don't think they're going to be like a powerhouse offensive team. Like, I feel like they've scored more goals than they probably should. You know, I mean, the weirdness of like playing ridiculously well at home and like horribly on the road just feels weird. You know, I don't think they're going to continue to be like a super powerhouse at home like they've been. And they'll probably start to play a little bit better on the road as well. But I don't know, the Diaby and on the wing, I don't, early on in the season, I thought he was going to be more of a force, and it's just, he's kind of weirdly goes missing in games. I don't know. What do you see with him? And like, well, I feel like
only one of us owns Diaby, so I think we have to defer to producer Nate over there.
I mean, I like the player still. I haven't been like super bummed to be starting him, because there's always like, he's good enough to return and score a goal or get an assist, but obviously not to the point that I want to keep him on my team, because I'm probably going to get rid of him. I mean, Leon Bailey's been really good.
Yeah,
I feel nobody's like been super consistent, you know. That's, but this is kind of like, Emery's had these runs before, like with Arsenal, there was a big one where he, like, I think we were undefeated for 23 games or something and overperforming. It was like XG was new at that point, and we were overperforming our XG by like a shitload, and everyone was.
Before you had Jesus, you mean?
but yeah, it all, like, you know, it all evens out. Like, that was a crazy run. Villa had a really good run. They were playing really well. Everything's going in, but it's not gonna, you know, it's not gonna last forever. They're still a good team.
Yeah. I just feel like when Diaby and Bailey play together, it's like, I don't know. You would think they would like complement each other, being similar type of players, I guess, but it's just like, I feel like both go kind of missing in the game. It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah, it's potentially Ollie, like, that's tactical. Like, when Bailey wasn't there, Diaby had way less responsibilities. Like, he was kind of a second striker.
Right.
And now, you know, when what do they have, like, McGinn playing right wing? Like, he's not really a right winger. He's doing a lot of work. So, you know, the coach is going to be asking them to do different things. And they're just not like a freewheeling attacking side at all. Which doesn't mean they're bad, but you don't want to, like, have their fantasy assets while they're in their slump, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think Moreno's still... is still a really good pick.
Yeah, it's solid, solid team.
I think he might be like the best pick on the team right now. I mean,
I agree with that completely. Yeah, I think a million percent Moreno's the best pick.
So,
I mean, what do we make of Watkins? I mean, I feel like he's just an elephant in the room that I feel like 80% of the teams I open or look at has Watkins, and he just feels like terrible to me, like just a objectively bad pick. Why is he not a bad pick?
Points elsewhere. He was such a good tick merchant, and then his record is like not much better than Saka's. He's got what, two returns and six or whatever, or sorry, double assist return. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He's just not like as steady of a tick merchant like he was, and I think you can cover the points elsewhere. I mean, he costs 8.7. We're all trying to sacrifice a forward to get up to Holland, and Ollie's probably like your most expensive forward anyway.
Yeah,
I definitely don't think he's like I don't think you have to hold him by any means. I mean, I think you guys spoke about it, but like, you know, you get rid of that ridiculous game he had against Brighton. It's like, you know, he ticks. He's a ticking kind of guy, but he's not very explosive.
Yeah.
And he's expensive now too. I mean, yeah. What did he start the season at 8?
Yeah, 8. He's 8-9 now.
8. I mean, that's definitely not a buy. I mean,
but he's also looked worse. Like, the last month or two, like, he's doing so much more facility. I mean, dude, he has fucking one goal in the last like 8 games or something. You know, I mean, he's doing so much more facilitating and occupying and being like the decoy run versus Yeah, but, you know, before when Diaby or Bailey were less prominent in the team, he was putting up monster underlyings and returning every game, you know, for like 2 months. But he just hasn't been doing that lately. And I mean, this is a tough thing, right? Because we have to negotiate. Is like, is that a period of a phase of play or something where now that's happening and then it's going to change and revert back to the way before? Or this is the way forward? Because, you know, you look at him between like game week, you know, 6 and 16 or so, and he's the best striker in the game behind Haaland. But you look at him from game week 21 to game week 15, and he should be in zero teams. I don't know. I mean, what do you do with that? I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, their fixtures are pretty solid, I think, coming up too. But
yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're not going to be suicidal if you keep him, and also I feel like you should be looking to get rid of him. Basically, he should be the Haaland spot for everyone, basically, right? Yeah, like, Solanke's better than him,
and a lot of people still don't have Darwin, so someone's got to make way for Darwin too.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm with you on Darwin for sure. So let me see, what else do we have here? I mean, we had some questions about Mo, like, should we hold him or not hold him? I think we can kind of gloss over that. But, you know, we had some questions about forward. I think we kind of touched on, and, you know, only 5 games this weekend. It's kind of slow. Is there anything you guys wanted to touch on that we haven't talked about yet?
Is there anything to talk about the Sputternings? Attack wise, like, I
what's the deal with Rich?
Yeah, you want to go back to Rich from yesteryear? What are we doing? What do you guys see with Rich?
Well, it seems like you were super anti Rich.
When am I not?
Like 3 weeks ago, and then last pod, you were like, "Oh, he's an amazing pick."
Yeah, and I will never get him. what do you guys see with Rich?
Is he still an amazing pick or not?
Well, he's certainly behind Jota. I mean, I think the emergence of Jota has really thrown everything upside down, because, like, to me right now, after watching that game, is like everyone I think should be scrambling to get Jota in, and at all costs almost. whether it's Sokka or, you know, Foden or whoever the fuck, like, I don't really care. I think if you don't have Jota, you're stupid, honestly, after watching the Bournemouth game and with the Mo injury, because this is just the confluence of every factor that we ever fantasize about for Jota. Mm-hmm. And all he does is return when he plays, and he's going to be playing. So I think Rich is just like really far down on the totem pole for me right now with midfielders. I don't have him. But if I had him, I would probably just like keep him. You know, whatever, he fucking gets a header or something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's kind of trickling down my watch list or whatever. Like,
well, none of us have him.
To the top. Yeah.
Oh, no, none of us have Rich. Yeah, none of us have Rich. Well, Nate, you're bringing Rich up. Are you Rich curious?
I'm midfield curious in general, but there's other guys that I'm more interested in.
Yeah. I mean, is he just getting, is he a victim of other guys prospering right now, basically? Kev?
I mean, it doesn't make sense to me that he would be good. But I'm also, like, obviously this team is a blind spot to me. Like, I don't like them. So,
yeah, and also, with, you know.
And, like, without Son, I just kind of assumed they would just be worse. And with Matto,
what's up with Matto? Yeah, he where should be is Matto? I don't know. I mean, he's playing like, darts, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I that like could change things.
Being injured.
He just fucking loves getting paid and not working.
Ben Kerr is good. I don't know. He should make them a little better, but they just also buying a bunch of people. I don't know what's going
Timo?
On.
Timo?
Timo. Fucking legend. Are
you interested?
No, I mean, I think he's a fine pick, and he does seem to score a goal every single game, but I don't know. I just feel like there's too many other guys. Yeah. At this point, we also haven't talked about Rashford. Pick than him.
Yeah, okay. let's go on to Rash. Yeah. We could talk. Well, hang on before we start. Go over to Rash. We guess you're bringing up Spuds. Do you see a lot more from Spuds that you're interested in, just attack wise, or?
I mean they're not slowing down. So I'm not. I also have a little bit of the bias against the team, so I'm not like rushing out. And I did the Rich thing earlier in the season. I'm not compelled to. I'm not back. Like your team, let's put it that way. So I just don't know where else to go with them. Definitely not Timo Werner.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not, Timo?
You can only have so many poor finishing players in your team, and like you gotta look out for your mental health sometimes. So it's choose your battles. But is Rich a better pick than like Bowen? I kind of think so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. And Derry, you wanted to come on to Rash?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems like United's starting to play better. He's starting to look better. He's always kind of seems like he's been streaky player too, right?
Yeah.
And their fixtures, to look good.
Yeah, at Wolves, home Western, at Villa, at Luton, home Fulham. Good counter-attacking away fixtures. Good Rash run, right?
Yeah, I think he's a probably pretty solid good pick right now too.
Nate, what do you see with Rash? Alon's onto something.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, great call.
Oh come on.
I mean,
where
are we at with Garnacho? Like, oh, I kind of wanted him to be the guy, but he's
not the guy. He's not. What the fuck are you talking about? The guy? He's so peripheral.
Now, I mean, he wasn't a few games ago, but
that was before Rash was back.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess I wanted to see that Rash was really back, and I guess he is. Yeah. And Hoyland's looking a lot better. They got something going between them, so that's good for both of them.
Yeah.
I don't. Hoyland's probably a better pick than Watkins at this point too. You want to throw another name in?
Now we're getting down to like sixth and seventh forward pick.
I mean, he doesn't really need to be in the conversation. But
jeez, Nate.
I like how disrespectful that is to Watkins, though. I like the disrespect. I like the disrespect.
It's too disrespectful.
But this is like, how do we fit Rashford in, though? You know, that's the thing. It's still it comes back to Jota. It's just like with Jota's emergence, it's like,
and Kev,
how are you doing anything other than getting Jota? And I don't get it. You can't. You really can't. It would be irresponsible. I think
that's fair. I don't know. I mean, we also haven't talked about, I mean, for what it's worth, like between 22 and 23, there's like 3 days. It's like midweek and then weekend games, right?
Yeah.
So teams really that don't have much of a bench, I don't know. Have to be careful.
Yeah, I mean, it's that, and then there's a normal week, and then there's champions between 24 and 25, I think. So there's going to be one regular week in February, basically.
Is it always messed up in February? I feel like not.
You know, every year it's always different and more fucked up than the previous year, I think. That's kind of how it goes. This time FIFA has to conquer the world, I guess. All right. I mean, I guess the last thing I did want to definitely touch on is captain. You know, I know it's very far away, but
to look at that.
Have you guys looked at it at all, or have had any initial inclinations to? I mean, there are some tough fixtures, right? I mean, other than City, which is an ex-Min's nightmare. Everything else is like a little so. Is it just, you know, City, and you cross your fingers, or? Go ahead, guest. What do you see?
Well, if we have any real good reason to believe that Holland's back for Burnley, I think there's captain. But you know, we gotta watch and wait on that whole thing. Otherwise, like,
what if Kev plays 45 minutes?
I'm still like, I love having Kev. It's hard to like captain him sometimes because. You're like, you know, you're bagging an assist, like the sickest assist you've ever seen, but like fantasy.
Sicker than Foden's non-existent assist.
That's the only thing sweeter than a like Kev, you know, beauty is like a Foden lucky fantasy like assist.
Foden blank.
I mean, Foden should have returned last game for sure.
I guess.
He does that shit all the time, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he's a very unusual player.
I mean, right, ours are playing NFL, right?
Yeah, away. I don't know. I mean, Nate, what do you think that? I still don't think there's a captain pick on Arsenal, though, like at all. So
yeah, agreed.
Yeah, it's very punty. I mean, I kind of like the fixture because I feel like they're going to be really aggressive. At home.
Possible.
But I mean, I don't hate a Liverpool guy.
Really?
Home? I mean, Chelsea's home. Not great. Chelsea defense has not been that good.
I guess. It's still just City, home, Burnley, like Dyche.
It's a good fixture, but who there's nobody there.
Yeah, I mean, but like Dyche would live to go 0-5 over there, and company will oblige. So dark. He's like, I'll fucking pick up where my predecessor left off. I feel like it's not possible for City not to score 5 goals in that game.
Yeah, football heritage.
It is. It really is. Like City, home, Burnley. Yeah. Like that's what this fixture is 5-0 like every year. Yeah.
Who is
every
scoring?
Fucking year. Kev.
Yeah, so Kevin,
that's who I have. Kevin 20 minutes. I mean, that was my initial instinct. Like when truth I saw it, out. I was just, yeah. Well, come on, I will always tell the truth. You must not tell lies. that can change, obviously. I mean, there's so many games to go between now and then. But I mean, it does sound insane to say, like, even if Kev doesn't start, like, I'll still captain. Like, I'm not captaining Foden. I'll tell you that for fucking fuck sure. There's no chance of that.
Yep.
So I guess I will need to spend more time on, you know, looking at the other fixtures and thinking, like, is there
someone
else? Bring
in Rodri and captain him.
Yeah, well, Rodri.
He's their best player.
Rodri is something else, dude. He is actually insane, but... yeah, I don't know. I mean, there isn't a ton out there. I guess if you're not looking at Darwin, if you feel good about Darwin, you know, that more power to you, that's fine. I mean, I think, you know, Rashford is, again, you know, okay, probably... and Spurs home Brentham is a really good fixture for Spurs. You know, I mean, I don't know who you captain there, but There's not, there maybe isn't, there isn't a ton. There isn't a ton.
Yeah, there's not a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like these weeks where it's a toss up.
Yeah. If there's reason to believe Holland is like back to that one, it is one of the ahead of like what will be his massive ownership, like, you know, almost immediately, but you get to get in on the almost part.
Yeah. No, that's very, very fair. Like if he's on the bench or plays 15 or 20 or something in the cup game, where you're just like, I'll just shoot this shot and hope it happens.
I want to get in as fast as I can just to catch, like, before he's, you know, over 100% effective ownership.
Yeah. That's fair. I mean, I think if he does get into the cup game, that is something to consider for sure for the next game week.
Yeah, I mean, he's back in full training, so you would expect him to at least be on the bench minimum in the cup game to come. And yeah, I mean, the other thing too with City, like we saw with Kev, which is, you know, you're looking at a small sample size, but when they're running a bad team ragged for over an hour, like being fresh legs off the bench to play for a half an hour is insane. Like it's just nonstop. And Kev could have had four returns in that appearance in 20 minutes actual. Like he was just putting balls on dimes and, you know, put Holland in, like, yeah, you know, he could see that. But it's going to be hard, I think, for me personally to resist the City Burnley fixture and just someone on City. I don't know who, though. Probably Kev.
Julian.
Yeah, definitely not. All right, guys. I mean, I thought it was going to be a 2-hour, but, you know, it's late over there in New York, and you got, you know, Dare's in the kitchen, and all this shit's happening. How are we doing? Are we feeling good? Is that a wrap? Are we calling it here? Or do we have anything else?
We covered all the ground, all the important ground.
Are there questions? I mean, do you want to do questions? One question.
Which, you know how I do. Did you guys know? This? Yeah, fuck off with that. Did you know that Alon goes in this fucking channel and like actually responds to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he replies.
Of course he does.
I haven't opened this channel. He's a good host. Months. The last time I opened this channel, I think, was the last time I did a podcast.
Did you even ask for questions?
Yeah, I do that as a gesture with Alon. Well, no, not as a gesture. This time I did it because I was like, oh, I have to like host. But I do it because I'm always mindful that like Alon always asks. So I'm like, oh, I have to like do the content channel. I don't like look at the questions for pod channel, but I say it. So then like Alon doesn't have to do it, you know, to share the responsibility. Does that make sense?
Yeah, just to go through the motions. Yeah, you don't want to. You really don't want to. Are there any good questions? Did you look at all?
No, I said that. I mean, I just say them in our conversation, but I'm not like who to captain, and if you have him, is it Judd? It's like, yeah, we did captain
questions that came up. You kind of worked into the convo.
Yeah. What to do with Arsenal attack? Like blah blah blah. Well, I did start with the best question was about Alon's girlfriend, but you know. But yeah, I mean, but it's, dude, it's also fucking five games, you know? It's this fucked up schedule.
Yeah. It seems like multiple people have Odegaard.
Yeah, I mean, I think all two Odegaard owners ask questions about him because they're having an existential crisis.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right, guys. I don't remember how Alon ends the podcast, so this is the end. That's it.
All right. See you tomorrow.
He says any last words.
Any last words?
Nope.
Nope. See you next year, brother.
Next year. Oh my God. All right. Good night.
All right. See you.
Podcast Network.